Hey everyone, welcome to the JS Online and Packers News Packers Podcast. Boy, that's a mouthful. Barely got it out. I am here. It is Monday, August 6th. You will not believe this, but the Packers are more than halfway through training camp. Well, the number of practices anyway. They have 15 practices, and they finished number 8 Saturday night against themselves at Lambeau Field. It was a shortened practice that it seems like every year rain is a factor in either the night practice or one of the preseason games. But they still got a good 90 minutes of work in, and there were a couple of developments, not all of them good. Number one was the left ankle injury to David Bakhtiari, a player they cannot afford to lose. Bakhtiari, I'm not exactly sure what happened, but he limped to the bench. They took a look at him, took his shoe off, then they put him on a cart and sent him to the locker room. Some of the players thought it wasn't serious, but you just don't know with these things. And, you know, I went back and looked. 2015, Bakhtiari had that ankle injury, and it plagued him pretty much all of the last half of the season. He missed two games. He only missed two games, but he really had to work at getting ready for games. So we'll see. I mean, it's too early to panic on something like that, and I'm sure the Packers aren't. The one guy who is going to have to step up during that time is Kyle Murphy, who last year played a little bit of left tackle and played some right tackle and wasn't bad. He was not physically ready to handle the rigors of the NFL, but with an off season of working out, he looks better. Now, he's not David Bakhtiari. And once again, the Packers did very little to address their tackle position in the draft. The guy they did draft, Cole Madison, is more of a guard. And, of course, he's not here. He still has not reported to training camp for personal reasons. So, really, we'll see what happens. Murphy, it'll be good work for Murphy to play left tackle. I don't think it's a threat to Aaron Rodgers in the preseason because he's probably not even going to play. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on that. A couple other guys who are out. Randall Cobb has an ankle injury, not believed to be serious. Devontae Mays did not. That looked a little more serious. Hamstring, he was hobbling still. Kentrell Bryce ran out with the team. He had that ankle injury, and when they were introduced in the beginning out of the tunnel, he ran out of the tunnel with the others, and that's quite an improvement from when he was limping badly. I don't know how long he's going to be out. He probably is champing at the bit because Josh Jones has been getting all his reps. It was nothing more than a regular practice, so I can't say that there was anything really big that stood out. Keep an eye on Jake Kumerow. He has really been impressive, and not like Jeff Janis impressive or Jared Aberderis or Max McCaffrey. This guy is big, athletic, and his route running has so far been pretty phenomenal. I really think that he's moved up the depth chart, and he's getting more and more reps with the number one offense, and he's positioning himself to make the team. But we'll see. We'll see what happens during the exhibition games. But right now, Aaron Rodgers raved about him last week, and I talked to Devon House about him, and he said, don't sleep on this guy, that he's the real deal. you know, we're not talking about Jordy Nelson, but it could be another Geronimo Allison type. And, you know, you can't win with just those kind of guys, but you need those kind of guys behind Davante Adams and Cobb and someone else. And so it'll be kind of, we'll keep an eye on him. I'm eager to see the games and see how he matches up. I do want to get into our feature, which you might remember from podcast one. And that is when we take a Mike McCarthy quote and interpret it.
Say what? Say what? Say what?
The main emphasis is really for our defense to compete against Aaron as much as possible. And it really goes back to the interview process. One of the top five points of emphasis that I was looking for, you know, in our new defensive coordinator and speaking with Mike is to play championship defense against the top five quarterbacks.
This quote touches on something that we talked about in the first podcast, which is that McCarthy is having the ones practice against the ones to keep them sharp, give them a challenge, make sure the starters are getting top caliber work. But what I found fascinating about this, and you have to listen closely, is that McCarthy said that one of the things he really wants is, and this speaks to why Aaron Rodgers has had more snaps than he normally has. He joked about it on Monday when I asked him about it, that what happened to that pitch count? Well, McCarthy really wants his defense to go up against Rodgers, Patton's defense, and he thinks that is going to prepare them. And he revealed that one of the prerequisites, one of the key things that he wanted out of a defensive coordinator was someone who could perform against the top five quarterbacks, who could come out of a game against a top five quarterback with a decent performance. And that's the first time I've heard him identify one of those five things that he really wanted out of his defensive coordinator. And so that's why we're seeing them practice so much against one another. It's really, it turns out, more for the defense than the offense. I do think he did say they had a pretty bad practice on defense, had a pretty bad practice on Friday, and I can attest to that. Rodgers just chewed them up. But it was probably a good experience, and the more they face Rodgers, shoot, the better they should be. He's gaining from going up against Petten's defense. You can understand that he's probably benefiting from that because he used to be so used to going against Capers' defense, and he knew it inside and out. So that was really interesting. A couple other things, and then I want to get to your questions because I promised I would take some questions and give you a chance to find out what it is, you know, the things that you wanted to know. So a couple things from the practice on Saturday. I would say that quarterbacks were all pretty average. I thought Jamon Moore, the fourth-round pick, wide receiver, had a chance to stand out and had mixed results. Dropped a deep ball that would have been, you know, 40, 50-yard catch. On the other hand, he caught a really nice fade in the end zone, tapped his feet down. It was really nice. That's the kind of thing you're going to see with rookies. So other than that, not real eventful. I think we'll see this week they're going to start preparing for their preseason games at the same time that they sharpen up their playbook and make sure that they're ready and running things the way that should. So with that, let's go to some questions and find out what you want answered. First, Andy Hockmuth, and please forgive me if I mispronounce your name. I don't have a pronunciation chart here, and I'm usually absolutely need one. I'm just not that bright. So Andy asks, hey Tom, I'm wondering if with the injury to Jake Ryan and with Cantrell Bryce's injury in camp, previous injury history, you see the Packers signing a free agent for either of those two positions. Thanks for keeping the podcast going. Okay, so Adam, I don't see them signing a veteran for Jake Ryan. Not now. Maybe in a couple weeks if they find that Oren Burks can't handle the position or something happens to Blake Martinez or something happens to Burks. They are really young at that position. But I think they want to find out what they have there. And if, by bringing in a veteran, they're going to sort of shortchange their rookies. And right now they want to look at those guys. And they have some interesting athletes there. Burks, of course, is the one they're counting on the most. Most athletic, just really good athlete. I don't see them signing a safety. They got Jones, they got Clinton Dix, Marwin Evans, Jermaine Whitehead has had a really good camp. Even Quentin Rollins has been getting some snaps at safety. So I think Gutekunst will be in the Ted Thompson style of just letting his young guys handle things until it becomes an emergency. Next, I've got Pastor Ben Schoen, who's writing, and he wanted to know, after the first few days of practice, what's the most notable difference in defensive schemes between Pettine and Capers? I would say just from my observations, the blitzes that Pettine brings are complex, but he's not necessarily creating one-on-ones. Aaron Rodgers made this point last week that he's trying to get a free rusher at the quarterback. Of course, everybody wants that, but scheming to it is difficult. Usually you're scheming to get a one-on-one. You're counting on your guys to win a one-on-one. Scheming to get a guy open means a lot of moving parts. And I think we're seeing that. I would say from a secondary standpoint, it seems to me what they're doing is simpler. I haven't seen as many blown coverages. The safeties seem to be really involved in coverage, not too deep. Sometimes they're in cover two, sometimes one of the safeties up. And he also uses a lot of different packages, which Capers did too. But so far, I just see fewer blown coverages, fewer big mistakes. And I think that's because the defense is a little simpler. Eugene Seidel asks, given all the young talent and the signing of Tremont Williams, what is the likelihood of Devon House not making the final roster? I'd be really surprised if he didn't make the final roster. He's had a okay camp. He's the kind of guy who will perform in games. And if he stays healthy, I think he'll be okay. He's going to have to. He and Tremont Williams are going to be fighting for playing time. It's not a lock that these guys are going to keep their positions all year. Kevin King is going to be on the field, I assure you that, as long as he's healthy. He's their best corner right now, in my opinion. Jair Alexander is going to get on the field. He's just too good of an athlete not to be on the field. And I think we're going to see him probably in the slot at some point. Right now, Tremont Williams is there. But there will be a lot of matchups where I think he'll get on the field, and eventually he's going to be a starter. I don't know how the playing time is going to break down, but last year, you remember, there were so many injuries in the secondary that I think they're going to – anybody who can cover a guy for more than a second is going to make the roster. They just need that many cover guys. Joe Gorzelski asked, how Clinton Dix look in camp? What can we expect from him this year? What is his contract situation? Good question. He's had a pretty good camp from what I can see. Couple interceptions. Looks like he's more involved in the defense. I don't know what to expect from him. I really don't. He's in a contract year, so his contract expires. And the Packers have not, from what I understand, have not made an effort to sign him to a long-term deal. I think that speaks to possibly their future, that they want to see a prove-it from him after the really lousy way he ended last season. And they need to see whether he can be a true, I don't know about impact safety, but a really reliable safety. A guy, a Morgan Burnett, who can be a fixture back there for a while. If he has a really great season, I think he's gone. I think they won't pay big money for him, and I think they'll let someone else pay big money for him. So there is a lot of incentive for him to have that kind of season, and I think, you know, probably their relationship's a little on the rocks because he didn't show up for most of the off-season program. But I really think they're in a prove-it mode, and that's what he's going to have to do to get a new contract here. Okay, last one from Matt Van Heuvelen. I'm sure I'm butchering that one up. God, I'm terrible at this. Someone just slapped me. Okay, I just got slapped. Let's see. On your latest podcast, you said, or at least implied, that the Barr-Rogers rule is new. Basically, all other coverage of this rule has been similar. However, the new rule was in the rule book last year, word for word, I believe. I think the section numbering just changed. Am I wrong about that? Yes, you are wrong about that. Whenever a quarterback was out of the pocket, he was fair game. And you could drive him into the turf. Now, you can't hit him above the head or in the head, above the shoulders. You can't spear him, but you could land on him. And as long as it wasn't, you know, egregious where it was sporting a personal foul, which Barr's hit was not a personal foul, then it was perfectly legal. Now they've written into the rule book that you cannot land with all your weight on a quarterback in a passing posture. All your weight or most of your weight. And so they're saying it's not that hard to roll off a quarterback as you're going down. And remember, this is only if you're in a passing posture. If you take off and run, you're fair game. So Rodgers was in a passing posture. He was looking to throw. He was moving pretty much laterally. And so that would be a penalty this year. So that's about all the time we have. I think we've run pretty almost our 25 minutes. Please keep sending me your questions because I will try to answer one or two every podcast, just so you can be a little bit more active, or we can be a little more interactive. Speaking of interactive, Thursday, exhibition opener, debut of the live blog. You've got to come to the live blog. I highly recommend it because, of course, I'm doing it, so why wouldn't I recommend it? And for every one of your visit, I get $10,000. So please show up now. But, you know, if I can do good numbers on it, then I can pad my ego a little bit, which is, you know, kind of goes up, down, up, down. Please come. It's a lot of fun. I answer as many questions as I can. I try to provide instant analysis, and I give you any kind of observations I can that you can't get on TV. You can get it on your phone. You can watch it on your laptop. It's just a barrel of laughs. So I highly recommend it. Thursday night, Tennessee Titans, should be a lot of fun. So from that, I guess I will cue the closing music, and we shall talk again probably Wednesday morning. Everyone have a great beginning to your week, and I'll talk to you soon.